The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 13th of May, right here in Free Fire Radio land. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Care and Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's there at the helm. Phillip's backing him up.
Good morning.
He brought in the big game rifle because we have Turtle Bay here and they brought in animals. You never can tell. They'll get loose. Good morning. Hey, thanks for waking up with us this morning or having us on while you're getting ready to go to work or while you're at work. That's even better. Is there a special day today?
Yeah, we have a couple. National Apple Pie Day.
Woo. Really have an apple pie and cake.
And it's National Frog Jumping Day.
Frog Jumping Day. Oh. Oh, I see my animal experts in here pointing at each other. So We do we have that story? Hang on. I got to do the weather. Then we'll go right to frog jumping. I can't wait. Let me see. Today, well, let me tell you what happened yesterday at the rodeo grounds. You know, we had to cancel Special Kids Day because of the grounds were wet and there's water standing there. And I thought, you know, that's kind of unusual because, you know, over at our house, we got some rain, but not much, but I guess there were gully washers going on in other places around here. And then when the tent guys came out, when they were going to put the, you know, putting tents in the morning, they hit a water line.
Really?
Yeah. So we had some extra water.
Is that what caused the courthouse?
So, well, no. The courthouse is all on its own.
I was supposed to have jury duty this week, so.
Well, you know, here's the other thing about the courthouse is they had a water problem there before they even opened. So, but this one looks like they had a major leakage on the second floor. So, it'll be interesting to see what that was. Another $500,000-$600,000. But that's the state. I think state pays for that. Anyway, everybody was disappointed we weren't able to have Special Kids Day. And then we thought, well, maybe if we back it, go have it a couple weeks out. But kids are out of school then. And then the big thing then is the buses. And, it becomes way, way too difficult because you've got it's like a choreography where you've got horses coming in, you've got kids coming in, and all that.
And the kids get bused in from their schools?
Yeah. They all get bused in. So you've got, bus after bus coming in, and then we could probably roll back into with the horses and all that, but the arena was such that if you'd been in there, it would have turned to mud immediately. And that just wasn't going to work.
Yeah, you know, it's not fun for anybody.
Yeah, it's not. And the fact is it was raining too yesterday when I was out there working.
And you don't want the horses to get hurt.
Oh, no, that was the other thing. First priority is the kids, but then the animals out there. So.
Yeah.
Okay, but the weather today is sunny with a high near 75, mostly clear tonight around 50. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a slight chance of showers. Nah. But Saturday night, mostly clear. So Sunday, sunny. And Monday, sunny. Now, the temperature is going to be running in the mid-80s, the lows in the low 50s. And next Monday, we've got a high near 90 degrees. So there you go. It's going to be beautiful weather. Saturday, of course, is the rodeo parade. And there are still tickets for Wednesday and Thursday night. Friday and Saturday sold out. But Wednesday and Thursday night, and those are going fast, and I think we're going to probably give away some Thursday night tickets and Friday night. Yes, I may have a couple of Friday night tickets that we scored, and then maybe a couple of Saturday night tickets. We'll see. I'm not sure about that. So we'll be giving tickets away today for the Reading Rodeo, and there's not a bad seat in the house. Now, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane. Been in the business over 30 years, three generations, third generation running the business. Started by Chuck and Judy Kenny. They're over 30 years ago. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers really well. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Turtle Bay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon Clay.
Yeah.
And another animal trainer here, Hayden Claus. Jaden Claus.
Yeah,
Jaden Claus. I couldn't read my writing there.
It's early.
Getting close. Okay. All right. So.
Yes.
We were getting ready to talk about something.
Well, you were talking about frog jumping day, and Jaden here is like our frog person. She loves frogs. So that's like her thing, and that's like her expertise are frogs. How's that for an interesting expertise?
Mommy, you do frogs?
I love them. I think they're probably the best animal ever. No.
Don't do that. Remember what we talked about. Talk to me.
You're right.
Talk to me.
I think frogs are pretty much the best.
What I'm talking about is when she turns her face towards Sharon so they can agree with each other, that's where her voice goes, is sideways. So I said, I don't care. Talk to me.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at me. Talk to me. I know it's tough. Close your eyes if it's that bad. But, okay, so why are frogs so big in your life?
Well,
she
honestly,
looks at me like, what? Are you
Why wouldn't they be?
Did you start these in college? Or
I wish. No, I just started working with them at my local zoo back home in Illinois, and then one, I guess, literally jumped into my hands, and then that was it. Frogs kind of became my thing, and then coming out here, I got to work with Sharon and some amazing amphibians out here that I haven't gotten to. And frogs, there's just something special about a little slimy creature that can jump far.
They're not
slimy. Not really.
No, sometimes
they can be.
Well, they're wet and slippery. They're slippery more than slimy.
So
why are there,
it seems like when you're growing up, there's heard frogs everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I hear frogs occasionally here in Redding. You know, when I'm taking Buford for a walk, if it's a certain type of, of vegetation,
right.
I'll hear them, but nowhere else. Are we poisoning them out of there by spraying them or something?
Yeah, there's lots of things that are happening. So the environment, so being an amphibian, and again, Jaden can talk more, but, you know, they've got that permeable skin.
Oh.
So they absorb everything through their skin. So any toxins, any pollution in the water, anything like that, just goes right into them. And so that kills them off. Also, our lovely, wonderful bullfrog. So everyone loves the bullfrog, but the bullfrog is invasive. They're from the East Coast, and bullfrogs are huge. As a matter of fact, you were talking about jumping day, right? So what's the deal, Jaden, about the bullfrog's jumping abilities?
Oh, jumping. They can jump over 5 times their body length, so easily can clear a 6-foot man, but I think they can get up to, I want to say, 20 feet.
Yeah.
Like the record.
The record's 21 feet, 5 3/4 inches.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Unless,
she knows what she's talking about.
Unless you put lead shot in their belly.
Well, don't do that.
And then they can't jump.
That would be correct.
That
and
would
they can't
be
live.
The jumping frog of Calaveras County, a Mark Twain short story, made him famous. The prize frog. Nobody wanted to bet against him, and Mark Twain's friend put lead shot into his belly to slow him down.
Oh wow!
And they won some money. But then they found out that there was lead shot. You know, turned him upside down, all lead shot came out. There's another part of the desert in education if you haven't heard Mark Twain and the jumping frog Calaveras County. I mean, this is.
We're going to look it up.
Yeah.
It's in California.
We're definitely going to look it up.
Yeah, it's in California, in Calaveras County.
That is what National Frog Jumping Day is about, that story.
Okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
I guess you better start looking that one up.
I guess we better. I mean, we can't be the frog expert without knowing that story, Jaden.
No, okay.
Uh-huh. So, anyway, that's, frogs are pretty great.
Okay, now we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Blossom is with us.
Yes.
And then you've got a special guest here, too.
Well, Blossom's pretty special. But
well, Blossom is, but this one is
unique. We haven't had here.
Yes. Okay, we'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty. but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's rodeo week, and once again, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose. As usual, they bumbled the annual bank robbery. You can win cash by unmasking the lone stranger and finding the hidden loot. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to this Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast downtown in the Whistle Stop Park. Tickets are only $6 in advance, $7 Friday morning, and downtown street parking is free for the breakfast. Saddle up, it's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt
me no more. What is love? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Rodeo Central here at KCNR. Hall of Fame tonight. And in the first night of rodeo here in Redding kicks off tomorrow night. And I've got, I don't know, I think we've given away the tickets for that, but I've got some tickets for Thursday and Friday, and we'll give those away this morning. 7:20 in the morning, I'm here with Sharon Clay and Jaden Claus from Turtle Bay. They brought Blossom, who replaced Sweet Pea. Nobody replaces Sweet Pea, and then Loki just passed.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty sad.
Loki was the fox.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but Blossom is just so soft and quiet.
They are. Skunks are pretty amazing animals, and
they are.
That's why we have them as ambassadors to teach people in all of our shows and our programs about them, because people see skunks and they go ew and they go running away, and they don't really understand them. And so we love to dispel all the myths. We're like the animal myth busters.
Well, and I understand that they're really good about taking out little, you know, bugs and little mm-hmm. pests and all that. But when you're out in the outdoors and you see one, you have a tendency to give it some room.
Well, you should give it some room for sure. But
yeah.
If you just stay still when you see a skunk, they'll usually just walk right by you. So they only spray if they think their life's in danger. The tail going up doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to spray. It just means they're on high alert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you cock your gun, it doesn't mean you're going to shoot, but it means
you're
ready.
That's right.
It means the littlest thing, you're ready.
Do they stamp their feet, too?
Yep, so that's when you know they're going to really shoot. That's when it's going to shoot. So the tail up just means, like, cocked and ready.
Okay.
And then I'm on high alert. I'm keeping an eye on you. I know you're there, and I want to make sure you're not going to hurt me. And then if they think you're going to hurt them, then they're going to stop stomping their front feet, and they'll start scraping the ground. And if that's when you better be 14 feet.
That's when you better be running.
You better be 14 feet or more.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and they can aim. So.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, right in the face.
Can they release different amounts?
Yes, they have complete control over that.
Okay, I'll give you a squirt here.
Yep.
Oh, you're pretty stupid.
Yep.
I'll give you the rest of it.
I'm going to give you the rest of it.
Hey, come on, Buford, get right back in there. Get right back in there and bark at that.
That's right. So
okay.
That's
now.
The deal with Skunk. So we do have her on the show, and she comes out.
She's a beauty.
She's like a favorite. She's absolutely a favorite. The show started on Saturday, so we're going full force now.
That's right.
All summer. So we have shows every day but Monday, except for Memorial Day. We do have shows on that Monday,
okay,
on Memorial Day. And she comes out and does her part, but she's the great interrupter. And the children, everybody love that she just can't seem to get her part right, and she just wants to be out all the time. So she's the great interrupter.
Just wanders out when she
mm-hmm.
wants.
So she's pretty great. Yeah.
Okay, Jaden, you brought a bird. Can we see it?
Yeah, of course.
Let me
get her out.
Okay.
So while she's getting her, I'll tell you a little bit about her.
So
we have all kinds of, most of our animals are native animals, meaning that, you know, they're found right here in North America.
Uh-huh.
But this, sometimes we do some other animals to show diversity. And so there's not a bird quite like this in North America. And so this bird's from Africa. And we have her come out. She does a volunteer part with the kids. So we call up a bunch of kids, and they get to be the rainforest, and they put their arms out, and, like, she'll jump across their arms. And so super interactive, and the kids really have fun.
Oh, I've seen this one before.
So, yeah, you've seen her at Turtle Bay. She's not been in the studio.
No, not in the studio.
Yeah, so she's called a red-crested tarraco, and Jaden's going to talk to you guys about her a little bit.
Okay.
There you go.
And she's crazy about blueberries.
You want to talk to her a little bit?
She is crazy about blueberries, blackberries, whatever you got. These guys love fruit. They actually have this really cool thing that in the wild they can eat poisoned fruits and berries and actually have no ill effect from it. And then, you know, they're just the greatest because then they poop it right out and make a great fertilizer for the whole forest floor.
Okay, now this is a kind of a neon green.
Oh, yeah.
Her feathers in the back. She has a red crest on her head and a yellow beak,
mm-hmm.
and red ringed eyes, and just a cutie.
Yeah, and if she opens her wings, you'll see her wings are bright red as well.
Really?
Yes, and that's like the coolest thing. See, you can see them hanging down a little bit right there.
Yeah.
And she moves. And as she runs, these guys are actually related to our roadrunner. But the roadrunners are going to run along the ground. She runs across the branches of the trees,
uh-huh.
and they are very, very unique because of that color. So most birds get their color from what we call structural pigmentation. So what that means, Carl, is that when the light, it's like the amount of keratin and how it's structured, creating
uh-huh.
the feather, then the light reflects it, and that's the color we see.
Okay.
So it's not really true color. It's just reflection and refraction. But these guys actually have a true pigmentation that's created by a copper substance in their body.
Yeah, I've seen the red, the lower part of the wings.
Yeah.
Are red. Now, are birds smart?
Birds, it depends on the bird.
Really?
It's like saying, are people smart? Sorry. Are dogs smart? Depends on the species, on the breed, right?
Okay.
So birds, depends on the bird. These birds are quite intelligent.
Because I was saying that bird has a look
she's pretty smart. She's very intelligent. There are some that are not as intelligent, like the one everyone thinks is intelligent. So when people think of the most intelligent bird, they think of an owl, which happens to be on the lower end of the spectrum. So those large eyes of theirs pretty much takes up all the brain room. So great vision, not much problem solving happening.
Can she fly now?
Or
has she been clipped?
No, she flies in the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she flies in the show so everyone can see the red flashes.
Now the show is started this weekend?
Yeah, it started this weekend. They're every day 11 and 12, except for Mondays. And so you can come out. It's really fast-paced.
Well, what does she do?
So she flies in over everyone's head so they can see her flashing her red flashes.
Uh-huh.
And then we talk about her color, and we talk about them hopping along the branches. And then we call a bunch of kids up, and they line up. And then we have her hop along their branches, which is their arms.
Oh, wow.
She hops all across the kids' arms, and then she's done. And we talk all about her. So every animal's out for like 2 minutes is about it. And there's 13 animals in the show. So it moves really fast.
So when they talk about flying over you, they're up in these boxes, and when they open up the box, they see, she'll see Jaden and fly down to her because Jaden's got a handful of blueberries.
Yeah.
And
she could fly over to you right now if you put your arm out.
Here we go. We're going to see.
There you go. Tap your arm. No, tap it with the other arm. Tap your arm.
Here you go.
Here, give him a blueberry.
Come on.
Give Carl a blueberry.
He'll do
anything for a blueberry.
Oh, gosh.
Anything for a blueberry.
So will I.
So will you. There you go. So she's, there you go. Show her the blueberry, and she'll be right there. There it is. See those red flashes?
Yeah.
And now you lost all your notes, so you can't do the rest of your program.
I don't care.
So, pretty cool, huh?
I hope you're getting photos of this stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Yep,
so,
they are.
Yeah.
They're cute. Flying.
Okay. Wow.
So our shows are really fun, really educational, really interactive. People get up close. The vulture flies over their head. The owl, we do a close-up picture time, which is an old thing we used to do that we brought back because people love it. So you'll get an owl to fly right at your face and take a picture of it. So it's just everyone needs to come out and see it.
That's
it's really
cool
great.
Bird. That's a cool bird.
And it's sponsored.
How long does that bird live? I mean, in the wild, I guess, you know.
Yeah, nothing lives very long in the wild.
No,
but these guys are going to live about, they can live up to about 15 or so in human
really?
Care.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So she is about 4 now, about 4 years old now.
Wow.
So she'll be with us for a little while, hopefully. She'll have her full
expected
life.
These are just really, I mean, this is really a pretty, pretty bird with that red crest, almost like a cardinal. You know, the red cardinal?
Yes.
That's if you can, picture that, and then a bright green road runner. Yeah, and a bright iridescent green on her back,
and
then
blue.
red feathers in her tail. She's got a long tail.
Yep. Well, she's pretty amazing. And That's what we love to do. We love to show diversity and educate people about how all animals are important, whether they're in our backyard, whether they're exotic, and they have these important roles. And we try to make the show really fun, at the same time educate.
And if you have not been to one of these shows, you have to go, okay? And if you're a member of Turtle Bay, you just get to walk in.
That's right.
And you and the other 4 children you're bringing, they don't even have to be yours.
That's right.
Bring them in and watch this. This is just, the show is great. And,
you know,
and here's a good thing. Nobody's forced to do anything. If they're in, they're going to dig. Nah, I don't feel like digging. Okay, well, then they don't dig.
That's right.
Nobody's in there smacking them.
That's right. No one's forced to do anything. Everybody, it's all called choice and control training. And do you know who sponsors our animal show?
Who?
Senator Maurice
and
Marianne Johannesson.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Most wonderful people. Uh-huh.
They're the most wonderful people in the
world.
Yeah,
they love the animals so much. And so they sponsor our show.
Uh-huh.
So the animals are all done choice and control, so they get to do what they want. The only thing we really want at the end is that they re-kennel for us so that we can actually continue the show. Because if they don't, the show just keeps going with that animal. until that animal decides to leave.
Oh, that they leave. Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, they'll just sit there.
Yeah, Loki was famous for that.
I'm just going to climb up this tree and then...
I'm just going to sit on the stage and do nothing.
Yeah, just sit there.
People love it, though, when they get the best of us. So so it's really a lot of fun. So you can, but you can see the show over and over and over again because...
You can't. Everyone's different.
Everyone is a little bit different. Okay. So super fun. And like you said, membership, $105 for a family of four,
yep.
$75 for single with a guest.
Yep.
And
Glowing Wild at the same time. Glowing Wild. So you go to the show. Well, get yourself some lunch and come on back that evening to Glowing Wild because it is a fantastic light show. It's the best one ever.
I agree.
Sharon and I both believe that. I mean, the exhibits, everything. If you have not seen Glowing Wild, you got to make a run at it. So
yeah, it's fabulous. You go till June 8th and come see it. It is absolutely the best. If you saw it last year and liked it, you're going to love it this year.
It's better than last year. And I thought Glowing Wild was better than the...
Garden of Lights.
The Garden of Lights.
A lot of people
say
that.
And then this one is even better than the last one.
Yep.
The exhibits they have are just super. And now the best part is now they're trying to talk your... What's your bird's name?
That is, that's Karuka.
Karuka.
Yeah.
Trying to talk Karuka to coming back in, hopping in that cage.
Yeah, that's it. And she doesn't want to, so we'll just leave her out until we're done, and then we'll ask her again.
Okay. All right, we've got to take a break. We have guests coming up right behind Turtle Bay, and thank you so much for coming in, bringing Karuka and Blossom.
Thank you.
I love seeing them. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Tuesday, 13th of May. It's about 51 degrees out there, 7:36 in the morning. It's going to be a really nice day today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, locally operated. They've been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding is Four Winds Jewelry. Great people, great selection of jewelry. The only place we go to buy jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. You won't be sorry. Head on in there. Been there around for 30 years. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with the Kindness Revolution, which obviously I need. And Lenny Matthews and Wendy Douglas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Get in close, Wendy. There you go. I'm starting to hear that feedback in the... okay, it's gone. Tell us what the Kindness Revolution is.
Well, let me start out by saying thank you so much for having us today. The Kindness Revolution is a kindness movement that started on the East Coast, still there, very active. Ed Horrell started it in like 2011. It's just spreading kindness. And I had the opportunity to bring it to the West Coast. And since 2020, I signed on as the ambassador for the Kindness Revolution. February of March 2020, the world shut down. So I looked up about
good timing.
Perfect timing. I looked up in August of 21 and thought, what do I have here? What's this platform? What can I do with it? Got together with my team and decided that our community needed food and gas. So we created a program that is now going all the way across the nation and back east, and where we do random acts of kindness. We can't say where, we can't say when, but we pop up and put up our big flag and partner with four other businesses once a month and come up with $1,000, and we are able to give away 40 $25 gift vouchers for food and gas at a locally owned mom and pop grocery store, so supporting small businesses locally as well. It's fun. It is so fun.
So what you're doing is somebody walks up to the store, two crazy ladies get in front of them and say, I'm going to give you free money.
Yeah.
Does anybody, like, go, who are you?
Oh, it's interesting. We actually have, like, during the election period in October, we're standing out front with flyers in front of a store, and people are actually driving in and out because they didn't know what we were selling or offering what we wanted them to sign. But people are...
But you don't want them to sign. You're not signing anything. You're just giving away for free, and you don't care who it is. I mean, it could be a very needy person or one that's not so needy.
No demographic.
You just say, here you go. Thank you.
The first 40 people, and it's random. So, yeah, so it's for everybody, and the responses are amazing. I mean, they really are.
Is there a list of where you go to? I mean, if I knew it, I could get there.
Well, we can't tell you where. Nice try, Carl. So that's part of the spontaneity. We don't even tell our friends, because what would happen is we'd show up and there'd already be 40 people there, and that's not truly a random act of kindness.
So when you say what kind of places, I mean, it could be anywhere. It could be down at the AM, PM. Mm-hmm.
So we actually connect with locally owned Kent's Meats and Groceries.
Oh, okay. There's
Farmer Century Market out in Shasta Lake.
R&R Meats.
We went in there, but we haven't had the opportunity to use them as a venue yet, because we would love to do that. We would love to partner.
I'm sure
with
he would do that.
Mighty Fine Foods, Bob's Market out on Deschutes. Just
okay,
small,
I see what you're,
small
I see what you're talking.
Yeah.
Shingletown Store.
Shingletown Store, Jay's Market out in Old Shasta.
Yeah, it wouldn't be any good to come here because nobody, I mean, they can't come in and buy something. But they don't have to buy it right then, do they?
They do. Yep. It's good for that.
I see
only
what
for,
you're doing.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're giving away a gift voucher for food and gas. Yep. Good for that day. Not good for tobacco, alcohol, or lottery. We're not going to fund those items. But yeah, it's a real blessing. People have hit their knees and cried because they were counting change at the pump to put fuel in their car.
And that's right. You can use it for gas.
That's correct.
Okay. I see Mighty Fine. That's a perfect spot for it, but not the like the 7-Elevens and that stuff. Okay, locally owned stores, and is it usually food stores or
food and gas? Food. So grocery outlet down in Ashley, down in Anderson. We've done that one 33 years now, and they're great. They come out and they join us on the pavement, which we love, and help hand out the vouchers and in many cases
has helped people. And others, it's just pleasant, and you're doing it because you want people to be kind to each other.
That's all we ask, is that you do a kind deed for others or spread kindness. That's the catch. That's the hitch for the whole thing. And
Pay it forward.
Yep. We need more kindness, so why not? Why not have that?
So there are many people that look at the voucher and say, I don't need this. Can I give it to someone else? And they will do that. They'll pay it forward immediately.
I could see that. Now, do you have to use it at that store you're at?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the other thing, too.
The voucher has the name for the store.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're giving that local business, and sporting locally, $1,000 that day. So that's what the vouchers, there's $1,000 in vouchers, 40 vouchers at $25 each.
I may have to get a box of Snickers in here. You can come in and buy Snickers. Yeah.
Those are some spendy Snickers.
Okay, we'll give them two Snickers.
Okay.
Linda finishes up a lot of shows by saying, as did, and you know this guy, Ken Murray.
Yeah.
Do a random act of kindness today. And Linda will say that sometimes. And this is kind of that what you're doing is it's a random act of kindness. You're giving somebody that really, really needs that money or other people that if you handed it to me, I mean, that's nice. But, you pay it forward. You look around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Give it back to you. There's going to be somebody that needs this more than me.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. They'll call a neighbor because they know their neighbor is struggling, and the neighbor will come hustling down with their car and fuel up, and that's
you got to use it that day too.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So here's the rules: you got to go into a place, whether it's Mighty Fine Foods or grocery outlet,
wherever
or,
we're at,
Kent's Meats, and wherever you're there, and say, "Here it is," but you got to spend it today.
That's right.
Oh, so. Yeah. And, wait a minute. You got the great story. We're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick Gorman, if you're not getting treatment for work injuries, you need to talk to Patrick Gorman. They're being, these injuries that are life-changing, but you can't get to the doctor. You can't get the treatment that you deserve, that you need. Then you need some help, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give them a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You tell them what's going on, and you've got one of the best in the business. He's built the largest workers' compensation office in about 5 years north of Sacramento. He practices out of Palo Cedro, and when you need help, call him. I totally trust this guy, Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168. His website is gormanlaw.com. We'll be right back with the Kindness Revolution.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Dignity Health and Redding West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Redding 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Redding City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofredding.org.
Redding Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at reddingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Redding Rancheria, Redding Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at reddingrodeo.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Experience Glowing Wild and the Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well, Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're with the Kindness Revolution and Wendy Douglas and Lenny Matthews. Lenny was part of a show here on our station, Ask Al. And they keep threatening to come back. And
I know.
And I said, I think I can find a spot for you. I really liked your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I came in there one day, was counseled. And tell us what Kindness Revolution is again very quickly.
Oh, the Kindness Revolution is just a movement to spread kindness. We need more kindness in our world.
And that's exactly what it is. What they do is they take donations from businesses, and it's not a killing donation. I think we just donated $200. And they take that and they make it into $40 gift certificates.
No, nope, we make 40, $25 gift 40 certificates.
$25
So myself and four other businesses partner every month, and we throw in the $200. And it gives us 40, $25 gift vouchers to randomly hand out to the first 40 people that walk up to the location that we're at the day that we do the Random Act of Kindness.
And some people, they're down. Okay, tell us the guy's story. He wanted to buy a bottle of booze.
Well, we were actually at Mighty Fine Foods, and it was a winter day. I think it was January, very cold.
Uh-huh.
And here comes this old guy, probably 90.
Yeah.
And he hobbles up, and we give him the voucher, and he looked at me, and he said, "What do I have to do?" And I said, "Nothing, just enjoy your $25 voucher." And he said, "Boy, I'm going to go get me a bottle of whiskey." And I said, "Gosh, I'm really sorry, but there's no alcohol, no tobacco, no lottery." He thought about it for a minute, and he goes, "You know what? I'm going to get me some bacon." He said, "Bacon's so expensive, I haven't been able to eat bacon for over a year." And that little sweet man went in and bought 3 pounds of bacon. He was grinning from ear to ear. And it brought tears to my eyes because it makes you realize for some people, bacon is a luxury. So we just made his week.
Well, it's getting to be, if we continue like this, gasoline's going to be a luxury.
Oh, yeah.
Already
is.
Yeah, for many people. And I wonder about that. But they can use it for gasoline. And you had that story of a woman that she literally was trying to get coins, you know, try to find coins to get enough money to get her kids to school or get them home.
Counting change, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were at Kent's Meats for that event, and she pulled up to the pump, and one of our team went over and handed her the $25 voucher, and she cried.
She hit her knees.
She did. Yeah. And she had a Bible on her dash. And she said, "You know, this is a God thing. I had no idea how I was going to get enough gas to get my kids to school and back for the week." So for her, it was a blessing. She fell into a puddle. It was truly moving. We were all crying at that point. And that kind of thing makes you feel like, yes, this is what we're doing.
Making a difference, this is why we're doing it. Impacting lives, yeah.
Well, it does. So, okay. If people are...
Carl, all they got to do is watch for that big yellow flag to pop up. Because we can't say where and we can't say when. Because we want it to truly be a random.
And if they want to give, they say, "You know what, I don't mind being a part of this. You know, call 200 us, bucks a year, I think I can handle that." How do they get a hold of y'all?
Well, they can call us at the office at 530-241-5541. Or they can call Lenny at...
You can give me a call. I'm the kindness coordinator. And I find the four sponsors for the month. You can reach me at 530-524-1369.
Okay.
Yeah, so if they want to sponsor, so Lenny fills our calendar. This is our third year. We've given back $30,000 to our community so far. I'm super proud of that.
$30,000?
$30,000 a month.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's added up. Yeah.
And we go to a different location every single month. So what we try and do, Carl, is reach every small outer line community in Shasta County throughout the year. We never repeat a store. So, for example, we'll go to Jay's Market, we'll go to Shingletown, we'll go to Shasta Lake City.
Cottonwood,
yeah. We hit them all.
Redding.
Okay. Well, good. This is super.
Thank you for being a sponsor, by the way, this month.
You caught me at a weak moment.
Well, you know what? We love it when our sponsors actually show up and stand on the pavement with us, because if you have that time and that you know, the ability to do that, feeling what we do, donating the $200, thank you so much. That's great. We love that. But
I don't guess you do videos. Of course not. You wouldn't do that because, you do?
We do. Yeah. So,
do you do videos?
But to be there and to experience it, to actually to feel what it's like to hand that money to somebody. We've also had the opposite happen. Had a guy walk up at Anderson Grocery Outlet, and I give him the voucher, and he goes, "Ooh, this is great. Tell me more." So we talked about the program and what it does, and he says, "This is fantastic." He goes, "I'll be right back." And in the store, he went, and out he came. He has a little bag hanging off of his arm. That's what he went in for. And then the grocery cart is full. He goes, "I really didn't need the $25, but I know somebody that does." And he was donating everything in the cart to the Anderson Cottonwood Christians Alliance for the food bank.
Wow.
I thought that was fabulous. I did not see it being paid forward that fast. And then the same event, another gal came, and she did the same. She came out with her little bag on her arm, and she had two big bags of stuff that was going to one safe place for the ladies. So I thought that was fantastic.
Well, you know, it can be contagious.
It is.
That's what the paying forward is.
I love looking at people in the eye and go, and they're in awe. They're surprised that they're even being handed anything and not asked to be, donating. But I just look at them and I go, "You have just been hit with a random act of kindness." And it changes their day. It changes their week. It changes my team's day and week when we go out and stand on the pavement and we close the office and we all go out and do it. We all participate. And it's a feel good. It carries through. It carries for a while.
Okay. So, do people ever refuse it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we really don't need it. Give it to somebody that does.
Well, that's cool, too.
Yeah, it is.
I could understand that. Yeah. You say, "Well, you know what? We're fine. I'm sure there's somebody else that's going to need this."
That's correct. But then I've had it where I've looked at him. I says, "When's the last time somebody did something nice for you?"
Ooh. And you've got that one.
And that sparks a great conversation, because I think there are a lot of people that do good deeds and kindness for others. But when do they get rewarded? Had one guy that actually took a couple steps back and went, "Wow, I hadn't thought about that." He goes, "I'm putting $25 worth of gas in my car so I can go out and do more kind deeds." I thought that was great.
Yeah, $25 worth of gas gets you at least 2-3 gallons.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Kindness Revolution, started by Wendy Douglas about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And her little elf helper, Lenny Matthews. They collect $200 from five different businesses a month.
And local.
Local businesses.
Yep.
And then they give away 40, $25 gift certificates just randomly at a business, a mom and pop store around here. Not a 7-Eleven or that kind of stuff, but places like Mighty Fine Foods or Grocery Outlet or
Kent's
Meats. Yeah. And so there's only how many places do you go to?
12, because there's 12 months in a year.
So you go to a different place
every month. That's correct.
A different business?
That's correct.
So what are some of the other businesses?
So Jay's Market, Cottonwood Gas and Groceries. Is that what it's – that was new this last year, Cottonwood. Where all do we go? Bob's Market, Century Market in Shasta Lake City.
You go to Shingletown.
We went to Shingletown.
Did you hit Shingletown?
We do every year.
I could see Shingletown.
Go to Shingletown store.
So we went to Shingletown last year right after the park fire, and people were still evacuated. That was on our calendar. We decided just to go ahead and do it.
What a blessing.
That was amazing, too.
Yeah, I bet.
That was incredible.
I bet.
Yeah. The timing was great on that.
Okay, so one more time, how do people get a hold of you if they want to help?
Well, are you
on Facebook?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, Kindness Revolution, led by Wendy Douglas Insurance, Redding, California.
Okay.
You can look us up and find that. And then you can call the office at 530-241-5541, or you can contact Lenny Matthews direct at
530-524-1369. And we are always looking for sponsors. We need sponsors, so.
Yeah, well, our calendar is actually filling up pretty fast. We're pretty full for this year, but we do have some spaces open.
Well, you seem to have a spot for me when you came in the other day.
Well, we just love having you on board.
We saved that one for
you.
So also, though, Carl, you need to know that it's not just businesses. We've had community members that want to get involved. So what they'll do is they'll partner with a friend, and they'll both throw in $100, so that's the $200, and they get to be out there with us. Or we had a group of ladies, four of them, $25 each. So that was,
That was cool.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, Wendy Douglas and Lenny Matthews, thank you.
Thank
what
you.
What you're doing is a cool thing. I like it. Okay. Hey, we're going to break for the news. When we come back, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center and Sam Attani, the CEO, and Lynn Ann Foster. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The latest consumer price index is out, and inflation was largely kept in check last month.
According to the Labor Department, consumer prices rose by a figure of 2.3% in April year over year, but that mark is down 0.1% from March's reading and near the Fed's 2% benchmark for inflation, the smallest increase in more than 4 years. One of the noticeable areas of decrease was in grocery prices, and that included a sharp drop in egg prices, down 12.7%, the most in 41 years. The report suggests tariffs have yet to impact the prices of many items. George Williams reporting.
The Saudi Crown Prince has welcomed President Trump to the kingdom as the president begins a four-day Middle East tour.
This visit for Trump is focused a lot on business. The Saudi Crown Prince has said that he wants to invest some $600 billion in the United States over the next 4 years. But that's a pretty ambitious target considering that global oil prices have dropped and that we've also seen the Saudis kind of extend themselves with these construction projects, including the futuristic city in the Elm, as well as the upcoming 2034 FIFA World Cup.
That's correspondent John Gambrill. House Republicans are proposing sweeping tax breaks in the president's legislative package. The nearly $5 trillion in costs would be partly paid for with cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs. The CEO of United Health is stepping down for personal reasons. Andrew Witty's announcement comes as the nation's largest health insurer suspended its full-year financial outlook due to higher-than-expected medical costs. Russia launched drone attacks in Ukraine overnight. The Kremlin still not responding to Ukraine's challenge for the country's presidents to meet Thursday. More at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
A global aviation agency says Russia is responsible for downing a Malaysian airliner over Ukraine back in 2014.
The Council of the International Civil Aviation Organization has found Russia responsible for shooting down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine with a loss of 298 lives more than a decade ago. The ruling raises the prospect of victims' families being paid compensation. A Dutch-led international probe concluded in 2016 that the Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur airliner was shot down in 2014 from Ukraine territory held by separatist rebels using a Buk missile system delivered from Russia. For its part, Moscow's denied any involvement in the MH17 tragedy. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Checking Wall Street, the NASDAQ is moving higher this morning, up 272 points. That's nearly 1.5%. Townhall.com. An early season heat wave will be felt in parts of the nation this week.
Record or near record high temperatures are expected across the plains, the southwest, and much of central and southern Texas. According to the National Weather Service, temperatures will reach the 90s in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. As the week progresses, heat is likely to expand throughout the southeast and into Florida. Portions of south central Texas could reach a temperature of 105 degrees on Wednesday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And there's a spring storm moving up the East Coast. It's producing heavy rainfall, prompting flood watches in some areas from the Carolinas to Pennsylvania. Honda's profit for the fiscal year dropped more than 24% from the previous year. The Tokyo-based automaker says sales fell sharply in China. Honda has warned that higher tariffs will worsen its earnings. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment getting ready for the, Chicks and Chaps getting ready for the Hall of Fame dinner tonight and everything else that's going on this week. And 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. You know, it's kind of a special read there. They hear it every hour. And but I'm here with Ben, who's running the board, and Phil, who I'm paying for. I have, God knows why. He just sits there. Are you learning anything? Yeah, I'm getting some thumbs up. Yeah, I found out how to get into the office today. Okay, Ben, it's National Apple Pie Day.
National Apple Pie, National Frog Jumping Day.
Frog Jumping Day.
It is National Crouton Day.
Croutons. Also. Well, you know what? I always tell them, hold the croutons, but add some frog legs.
There you go.
There you go. The weather is going to be beautiful today. It's going to be about a high near 75. Wouldn't it be nice if it was like that the rest of the week? But it's going to start getting a little bit warmer. Tomorrow, sunny. Thursday, it's going to be up around 85. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Saturday, a slight chance of showers late in the day. Mostly sunny, though, with a high near 75. And Sunday, sunny. And Monday, high near 90. So we're going to have a great week. It's going to be a super week for Reading Rodeo. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. Been there for 30-plus years into the third generation of the Kinney family running that business, started by Chuck and Judy. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Shasta Regional with Sam Atani, who is the eight months ago he came in and is the CEO over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, Lynn Ann Foster.
Good morning.
The heart of the media. Over at Shasta Regional. And you've been there for a while.
I have been there for a while. Almost 8 years this time.
8 years?
This time around.
It doesn't
This is my second.
You know what? Sam and I were talking.
Tour.
Sam and I went out for lunch probably, now it's probably 5-6 months ago. Because you've been here 8 months and it just blew by.
It feels like yesterday.
Yeah. So
especially when you're having a good time.
Yeah, when you have a good time. So Tell us a little bit about Sam Atani, so people, you know, didn't hear the first time you were on. Tell us a little bit about you, and all of a sudden you're the CEO of Shasta Regional.
Well, I mean, I've been in healthcare for almost 35 years now. I've been all over the country in different positions. But
this is not your first rodeo.
My first rodeo. I've been doing this for years and years and years. Worked with bigger system, for-profit, not-for-profit. So I've been there, done it all. But most recently, I came out of Corona Regional Medical Center down in Riverside. Mm-hmm. I was the CEO there for 4 years before I made the transition here to Shasta Regional. Of course, as I shared with you my story before, I spent 23 years in Bakersfield.
Yeah, that's right. And then we, you know, the big thing was, how do you spend 23 years in Bakersfield? Does anybody? You must have. You must have liked it, though.
I liked it. As a matter of fact, once you get into it, I mean, you get to like it. Once you get past all the hypes, you know, good or bad, it's a great community overall.
I mean,
everybody is aware of the heat, the dry heat they were warning me about in Bakersfield. And I came to Shasta, and they warned me about the same thing. Oh, have you been here through the summer? Hey, guys, I'm well-seasoned. Hey, I have to deal with this.
You know, where I trained for Reading summers, right? I was in Iraq. During the summers. I trained for it there. And when I came back, they said, oh, man, it's really hot. It was like 112. And I'm sitting there. I said, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt, flip-flops, and shorts, and drinking a Corona. I said, it's not that bad. And you're in air conditioning. So, but you've been in places also that there wasn't any air conditioning.
Well, I mean, again, my background, as you know, was born and raised back in Beirut, Lebanon. So basically, I grew up during the Civil War. So there were no power, no water, no heat, no cold, nothing. No. So well seasoned to any condition that God throws at me.
So, if you got water, it was a big deal.
Yeah, we had to go hunt for water.
Yeah.
And believe it or not.
And, you know, it's funny. I was watching, I forget who it was. It was, I don't know, a comedian was talking about it. He says, we're complaining about our lattes. Aren't hot enough. He says, when there are people that they don't have water, and they literally, like you said, or the water's coming out of like a half-inch pipe, rusted pipe, in it, and their water supply is kind of a pond that's got a dead animal in it. I mean, and the things we complain about, he said, there's people in the world that think that we're like Bezos, we're that rich. You know, when we look at Bezos as being so rich or Elon Musk, they look at us as being that rich.
Well, under any worst condition here, we are blessed.
We are blessed.
We are blessed, and we should not take that for granted.
No, I just wish people understood that, you know, that we are blessed to live in this country. The Shasta Regional, you know, I've had other guests on, and we're talking about everything that's happening. What's the latest on Shasta Regional? I mean, y'all are always moving forward on something.
I mean, honestly, we are on a journey. I mean, this hospital for the last few years been making transformations, especially in the last couple of years. But since I've been here, we are really embarking on a journey toward excellence. We want it to be ultimately a destination. That's our vision. We want to be a destination. We want people to seek care at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Not because I work there, because this is the best care you will get. And we've been on that journey, and our data proves it. As you've seen in the media probably, we got our third Leapfrog A.
Yeah.
It's the third in a row.
Now, Leapfrog, for people who are not familiar with it, this is a national organization that rates hospitals on safety.
Correct. It's a non-profit organization
that
gathered data from all of almost 6,000 facilities around the country, and they're focusing on patient safety and patient care at all the facilities. And they assign a letter grade from A to F, similar to what the Department of Health do for restaurants when they go in there and they inspect them and they look for safety, cleanliness, and infection-related issues. And they give you a grade based on how you do on the survey. And
patient safety, infections, all those kind of things.
Accidents, you know?
all that.
Yeah, patient experience. Mm-hmm. We work about CPOE, computer entry for physicians, that they're using all the latest to make sure there's no errors. Well,
how often does this come out?
Twice a year.
Comes out twice a year.
Fall and spring.
You've had three of these in a row, so it's at least 1.5 years that you've had this. Now, how does this? I probably shouldn't ask this, but how does this measure up against other hospitals in our area up here?
I mean, in Reading, we're the only A hospital.
Okay.
So this, I mean, we're the only A-rated hospital in Reading. And we take very pride of it. And even before the first three, we are on our journey to improve. I mean, we used to be a B, but then we were a journey and we worked our way there. So we got it. So we figured it out. And our staff are really well trained, and we have great policies in place to prevent any errors and any mishaps for patients. Again, if you do the research and you look online, they'll tell you hospitals with A grade on LeapFrog, patients have a higher rate of survival when they go there.
But it just makes sense, though.
Yeah.
I mean, less chance of infection, mm-hmm. less chance, the procedures and looking at all of it, and unforced errors. You know, that's mm-hmm. the big thing.
And that's a major focus for us. I mean, every single day we talk about it, and we have a daily safety huddle in the morning, mm-hmm. and we focus on this everything of event that take place. And if something, God forbid, does happen, we don't take it for granted. We try to dive into it. We do a root cause analysis to what that happened. Try to put processes in place to prevent that. And one thing we're really focusing on is the culture of the organization. We're really promoting culture of safety in the hospital, where we want staff, if they see something, to say something, right?
Okay.
Without any fear of reporting the event, even if they caused the event, right?
Yeah.
Our goal is not to be punitive. Our goal is to identify why our system failed that allowed that error to happen and go after it and put processes in place to prevent that error from happening again.
If an aircraft crashes, if you ever watch airline disasters like I do, it's a regular TV show. Mm-hmm. What they do is they'll find out what caused it. Now, some of it is human error. Others is something somebody did that was different.
Correct.
And cause this. But then they put in all the procedures to make sure it never happens again.
And our key is, even though human is always a factor in anything
do,
we want to put process in place to minimize human error. Because we're human. We're going to make a mistake.
Yes.
Right? So the key is to put processes and systems in place that prevent us as a human to make that mistake.
Okay. I'm here with Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Lynn Ann Foster is in charge of all their outreach and public affairs and does a great job. We see you everywhere. And this portion of the show is brought to you by REU. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Might want to check on those federal rebates. Those might be getting a little tight. But no, they have them there. And since we are becoming a bike-friendly, extremely bike-friendly town here, you might want to be thinking about getting on a bike. Get back and forth to work. I am. Okay, we'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
CABS 2025 committee, we'd like to thank our following sponsors in helping to make this year's Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon the best ever. A heartfelt thanks goes to Valor Oncology, Reading Rancheria, Goldmart, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Foundation, Lulu's, Holiday Harbor, Four Winds Jewelry, Urban Retreat, the Sheraton Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant, Ortega's Restaurant in Palisadro, Woody's Bar and Grill, and Wonderland Signs.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverages, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria. Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in ready, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which include the hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Today, Tuesday, the 13th of May, 8:21 in the morning, about 56 degrees out there, going up to 75 today. It's going to be beautiful. The Reading Rodeo is going to kick off tomorrow, and I'm going to go find my tickets here at the next break. Remind me, Ben. And I'm going to give away some tickets when we come back after the 8:30 break I don't know, may not be, whatever I have left. So I think I'm going to have some for Thursday and some for Friday. So
fun.
And
good
Friday
time.
And Saturday are sold out.
Packed house.
There we go. Shasta Regional being one of the big sponsors out there. And
we are a sponsor, definitely.
And of Chicks and Chaps,
yes,
which is
sir.
The breast cancer awareness right. luncheon they have. It sold out months mm-hmm. ago. And all the money stays local.
That's right.
And, you know, to help people that have had breast cancer, mm-hmm. that are helping with tests and all that. And Shasta Regional is one of our sponsors there. Mm-hmm. Table sponsors. So thank you for that.
Of course.
And we're here with Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional and a very busy man. So I'm glad that he shows up when he can. Then I wrangle him into a lunch someplace. He says, I want to go to a local place. First time we went. So we went to Damn Burger.
Perfect.
That was a great burger.
Perfect. Yeah,
I'm thinking about taking it at Griff's. But
yes?
I don't know if I can.
He needs to go.
Maybe I need to go.
100%.
Maybe I need to take you to Griff's next time.
Get that on the calendar.
Oh, okay.
Should do that soon.
Okay. Yeah. Have you heard of Griff's?
Not yet.
Okay.
Just today. I just heard about it.
All right.
I keep learning every day.
And Lynn Ann Foster, who is their public relations guru. And you've started a new program here. Walk-in.
Oh, walk-in Wednesdays. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not new. It's back.
It's back.
It's something that our corporate offices have implemented, and we are bringing it back because our HR team is full and thriving, and we have several amazing positions open. So beginning May 21st, we have walk-in Wednesdays. You literally bring your resume and be ready to interview 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and talk with our directors right there on the spot in the moment. Our HR personnel will be there, and we are ready to meet with you.
Is that every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. So if you're looking for a position, and you've got all types of positions, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. True.
Full-time, part-time.
Yep.
Well, have it all.
You've got great insurance plans.
We do.
You help pay back tuition.
We do.
All these things.
Yep.
Yeah. Over there.
It's great. We have RN positions open. There's a gamut. So go online, ShastaRegional.com, hit the careers page, and you can see all that we have to offer and all the positions that are open. Some of them offer a sign-on bonus, up to $30,000.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I want to drive Sam around. Do you have a job like that? No, Sam drives himself around. Too bad.
Okay. He's gotten to know Reading very well.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Part-time, $30 an hour. So anyway, that's why I told O2 staff, I have to have a part-time job that pays me $2,000 a month. She goes, everybody would. I went, oh, okay. So, yeah.
Well, she was right.
She's right. Everybody would be. They're not out there. Okay, so Wednesday's in, starting on May 21st, and every Wednesday after that, if you're looking for a job and you have the qualifications and all this, come in and talk to the HR.
Yeah, and they're not all clinical or medical based. So, yeah.
Anything from, janitorial to?
Mm-hmm. Any position, janitorial, security, physical therapy, social, nursing, I mean, we got.
Do you handle your own security there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know.
We have a great team.
Yeah, a great security team.
We have a great team.
They have an awesome relationship with RPD, and they keep our patients and families and community.
Because you get people in there that RPD picks up and rolls in there with them. Mm-hmm. Does RPD stay with them as long as you know? RPD will stay there, but I'm sure there's other people that come in there that need because of mental problems.
Yeah,
probably need to be watched.
Yeah. Exactly. We want to keep them safe. We want to keep those patients safe and our staff safe. So they'd absolutely.
Okay. All right. So that's walk-in Wednesday.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Come on down.
We should see it in on Wednesday. Take a look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll bring my resume. I'm not sure I'd fit in.
So, and it's a great time to start.
Basically, afternoon, I'm kind of like slowing down.
There you go. You like something mid-morning.
Because 9:30 to noon.
There you go.
If you got something in there that's, you know.
We have our part-time jobs, our per diem jobs, whenever you want to work.
Something like that. You know, maybe.
We're here for you, Carl.
Schedule my surgeries between 9:30 and noon,
there
and that'll be okay. Okay. Your residency program, I just love your residency program. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's great. I mean, it's this year, again, every year we have 8 spots for every year. And this year, all 8 of our spots match from the first round. I know there's a couple of rounds here, but they match. And we have great residents coming. Great background, great talent. We had 2 graduating this year, June. We have 2 of our residents will graduate, and they'll become attending physicians. We were able to recruit 3 primary care physicians from our sister facilities who also have a residency program, and they wanted to come to Shasta Regional.
So they want to come to Shasta Regional as general practitioners.
General practitioners.
Okay, so they're through the residency program. I'm sorry, I did not understand that.
No, they're done. So they are graduating. So 3 of them will start in September. So we are trying to add more to our primary care.
See if we can get 50 more out of this.
That's our goal.
How many GPs do you think we need in town, Sam?
Depending on the statistics you look at it, we're missing between 30 to 40 primary care physicians in this town.
And why are primary physicians or the general practitioners so important?
Well, there's many, many, many reasons. First of all, they're the foundation of maintaining your health, because not only they try to take whatever ailment you have, but they try to screen you for, diabetes, blood pressure, cancer, anything like that. So they catch it early, and they'll try to make sure your health is in good shape. If you don't catch it early, number one, then the chance of recovery becomes harder and a longer journey. Plus, it's a lower cost of healthcare. So if you want to keep the cost of healthcare down, you really want to work with your PCP. Because they're, if you look at the Kaiser model, right, that's what they thrive on,
yeah.
Is get you in early, do all your screening, all your blood work early, so they define your baseline from the get-go, and any deviation from it, they catch it early, they treat you early, so they'll maintain your health, because that's the key, is health.
Keep them healthy.
Correct.
As long as you can.
Yeah. Healthcare is, once we're providing healthcare for you,
mm-hmm.
you already have a problem. So the key is to catch it early so you don't have a problem, so you have healthier life.
Yeah, colonoscopies.
All the screenings.
Hypertension mm-hmm. tests, diabetes, all of these where you can get them under control. And if you catch them early, like colonoscopies or, you know, colon cancer or breast cancer or cervical cancer, or now with this new procedure, you have lung cancer. You can catch lung cancer really early. You got a much better chance of surviving.
Yeah. And especially in a rural area, it's even more important because you don't have enough specialists around. Right?
Yeah.
The specialists are even that much harder to find. So your PCP is going to be your guide throughout. And there, a lot of them are very, very skilled, and they're able to step in and prescribe things that keep you healthier.
How often should you see your PCP, your primary physician? Every 6 months, once a year, what?
I mean, depending on your age and what other issues you might have, but typically at least want to see them once a year on an annual basis so they can always maintain your baseline,
yeah.
do some blood work, some other type of screening.
Yeah, because I'm going in again in July, and they always take my blood work, and I go in there with the doctor I've had for 18 years, 17 years, same guy, and he and I kick back and listens to my chest. He says, anything wrong? I go, no. And he says, I'm the doctor, I'll tell you. And I'm like, okay. Anyway, no, it's a good relationship. Okay, we have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from old Lucky Miller's there, or the subway, if you remember that. Established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Yeah, that's right. And I've been going there since I moved to Reading in 2007. Never had a bad haircut. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. It's not a hair salon. No, 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 no. It's a barber shop, and a great one. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's rodeo week, and once again, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose. As usual, they bumbled the annual bank robbery. You can win cash by unmasking the lone stranger and finding the hidden loot. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to this Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast downtown in the Whistle Stop Park. Tickets are only $6 in advance, $7 Friday morning, and downtown street parking is free for the breakfast. Saddle up, it's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Redding Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back. Oh, you turned me up there, you little devil. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl on the bot. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Are you ready for this? Two tickets to rodeo on sold out Friday night, the Buckin' Cancer Night. Two tickets, and they're actually together. And, yeah, Section B, row 13, seats 10 and 11. For the first person who calls, 530-605-4567. You got two tickets for Buckin' Cancer Night. Just give us a call. And your name will be taken. And then and a phone number so we can get back to you so you can make sure you pick them up before that night. So, welcome back to the show. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, the CEO, Sam Atani. And the media guru, Lynn Ann Foster, Public Relations. And it's Hospital Week. Turn them on. Hey, Ben. Little Ben, turn everybody on. Okay, are we on?
Are we on? Are we there?
Now we're there.
Got
one job, buddy.
There we go. We're on now.
Well, it's not true because he's trying to answer phones. And Philip's in there. I'm not sure what Philip's doing. He could answer phones.
Yes, not only Hospital is it Week. Rodeo Week, it is. National Hospital Week.
Well, let's hope that that's not tied together, Rodeo Week and Hospital Week.
So well, if something goes sideways at rodeo, we are right across the street. So
yeah,
we got you.
Is.
We will keep you
that's
safe.
That's right. You could be off the bull, pounded into the ground, and in the hospital
we
in 5 minutes.
We got you, cowboys.
Yeah. We got you, buddy.
You got it.
You know what? I always wish I had the tape concession at the rodeo. You cannot imagine how much tape these men use.
Oh.
Getting their bodies ready, especially the bareback.
Yeah.
You know, and then, I mean, they're all. I think just in sports medicine, I would just like to know. I'm sure there's somebody keeps account of the statistics is how many feet of tape they use a year in rodeo.
I think you should Google that, Carl.
You should look it up.
I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Now I'm curious.
So, Linda was here. She would have been looking it up.
Yeah, she would be.
Yeah.
So Ben might look it up. But he's, did we get a phone call, buddy? We did.
I think
okay.
He's on the phone.
All right. Hospital Week. What is that?
So a little bit of brief background on Hospital Week. So this is really started back in 1921, on May 12, 1921. Celebrating Florence Nightingale's birthday. She's the one who started modern nursing in the U.S.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it started as a one-day event, right, celebrating Hospital Day. But it's not until 1953 when it became Hospital Week, celebrating Hospital Week. And the whole idea behind it is to bring awareness to the value that hospital bring to the communities and to celebrate all the caregiver and all the staff that do work in the hospital. Because, you know, in a hospital, not just only about nursing. It's a whole team approach, right? From janitorial all the way to your nutrition, to your security, to your maintenance folks, physical therapists, you know, respiratory, I mean, all of it.
Everything.
Everybody.
There's a little city.
Your x-ray and radiation department, which is outstanding, by the way.
Yeah, she didn't
retire, did she?
She did not.
Okay, good.
Yeah. She did not.
40 years.
45 years.
45 years.
We celebrated her 45th year. Uh-huh.
She loves it. She loves her job.
She does.
She came in here and talked. I'm like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's celebrating what hospitals bring to a community. Besides, you know, saving your lives, they bring a lot more.
It's a huge anchor to any community. I mean, this is how communities are built. I mean, when you're younger, the first thing you look for is, you know, for schools, because where your kids are going to go is you have a good school around. Mm-hmm. But now as we did with age, the first thing you start looking for is there a hospital in town, right? So hospital is a big anchor that draw people to it. Mm-hmm. And also they bring a lot of jobs. I mean, most hospitals are one of the larger employers in town. And they bring in highly paid, skilled professionals and additional services. So really, it helps on many factors, not only maintain your health and healthcare, but also bring jobs, bring...
the tax base.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Our people are... I just have to back up just for 1 second. Our people are so incredible. And I imagine that you can understand this on a certain level, Carl, is the day in and day out that our staff give to this community. Like you might be in the hospital for a day, 3 days, and then we heal you, you go home, and that was your experience. And hopefully it was a excellent experience.
Mm-hmm.
They are there every single day doing that for every single person that comes through our doors, keeping the food going, keeping the rooms clean, making sure that you have your medication, your families are being listened to and communicated with, the doctors are hearing your concerns about what's going on with your body. Every single day, 24 hours, 365.
And not to mention the risk they put themselves in. I mean, not long ago, we had to deal with the pandemic with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody stayed home, hiding, don't even want to talk to each other, don't want to see each other.
Boy, did we handle that one well.
See who was there on the line for community. They put their life on the line, their family's life on the line to take care of our communities. And our team done a phenomenal job at that. So if you look at the sacrifices that they do every single day, I mean, we honor our military and our heroes, but our healthcare worker are just as heroes as our military, because they do sacrifice their life, not only during the time of war, but on a day-to-day basis. We have patients that come in with a lot of different infections that they can catch, and they do it with compassion, you know, and that's what makes them stand above and beyond any other specialty or other profession, because as Lenan said, they do it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 24 hours a day.
Yeah, my daughter is a nurse.
Yeah.
And so I understand this from kind of a blood sense here. And, you know, what they do. And so it's the same thing. But but you're absolutely right. It's not just the doctor and nurses. It's the people come in and serve the food. Mm-hmm. It's the people that come in cleaning, you know, keeping infection down and all this. That it's a constant thing. And you, as the CEO are there, remember why we're here, that kind of thing.
1,000%.
Why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
Is to provide
this one,
quality.
I've never seen a bigger CEO push the word why than this man right here. What's the why?
Yeah, why are we here? It's to provide the best health care possible to our patients, to our customers.
And I remind my staff every day that when you ask them, what do you do here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what your title is, we are all in the business of saving lives. So doesn't matter if you're a janitorial or if you're a dietitian, whatever position, your job is to save lives.
It's a team.
It's a team. Mm-hmm. So we are all part of the healthcare team. Doesn't matter what
if
your title
is. If it breaks
is.
Down, any level breaks down, it affects the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Your janitors aren't emptying stuff or cleaning stuff or the food doesn't get where it's supposed to be or it's inedible or stuff. It doesn't make any difference how good your surgeons are or your nurses if it's the whole team effort. And that's you get to look at that from the ground up, Sam.
It is. I mean, it's a pleasure to be part of this team, especially at Shasta. Then, you know, first time I came on your show, you asked me why I came to Shasta. It's the people. It's the team that we have. It's an amazing team. And as you could, we just talk about our director of imaging. She's been in the hospital for 45 years.
Yeah.
These people are committed, dedicated to their communities, to the hospital. And that's what really makes it my job easier is working with people that are in their core compassionate and driven to provide care for others. That's what they live for. And when you sense that, it makes my job easier, regardless of how long or how steep the hill to climb is, because you're surrounded with a talent that's second to none. And I will put my team and this team at Shasta Regional against any team in the country on the level of care we provide, under the condition we provide them.
I'm here with Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional. He's obviously very, very proud of his team and the level of health care that they provide. And we got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. 4 nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Hamilton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience Glowing Wild and the Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And it is 8:50 in the morning here on the 13th of May. It's about 58 degrees out there. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to give away two more tickets to Friday night's Bucking Cancer Night for the Redding Rodeo. It's sold out. It's Friday and Saturday are sold out. But I've got you two tickets. Seat 12 and seat 13. And if you call us at 605-4567 and get your tickets. Okay, phone lines are running in. And I'm here with Sam Attani and Lynn Ann Foster from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, Sam's the CEO and Lynn Ann's head of public relations there. And we think the world of the whole your whole hospital and the people there, we've known them a long time.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, no, I mean, it's you guys are good people. And now you've got, you have hospital week.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have so much going on.
And we talked about imaging.
Yes.
A couple months ago. And let's talk more about that.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, in the last few months, we've been trying to lean our processes and try to improve our access to care. And that's really, by doing that, we managed to open up a lot of access to our imaging services. So if you're in need of any diagnostic services from MRI, CT, ultrasound, X-ray, we'd love to have you. We have capacity, depending on your need. We can see you same day if we have the pre-auth already. So our team is great. They're very efficient. And that added a lot of capacity available for the community. And my understanding is this is a service well needed because of the demand. So if you're in need, please.
On our website, you can make your appointment. If you have a referral from your primary care physician, ShastaRegional.com, go to Imaging Services, and there's an email and a telephone number. You can make a same-day appointment. The other thing that's a huge benefit to our service there is that you will get a read back within 72 hours. So you don't have to wait weeks and weeks for your results of what your imaging shows.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really important because a lot of people are literally waiting weeks. For is my arm broken? Do I have it?
Yeah, I'm waiting for something now. It's going to take like 10 days.
See, that's, that's a long time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not overly concerned. I'm not concerned really at all. It is what it is. But if you can get that readout back
yes.
in a day,
yeah.
Is that anything?
Well, I mean, it's a big deal because, one, first of all, you get the pre-auth from your insurance. That takes a few days sometimes.
Yeah.
And then once you get that, you get to schedule it. And sometimes, depending where you go, you may end up waiting 2 weeks all the way to 2 months to get in to get your scan done, whether it's MRI, CT, or others. So imagine now you're already through 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and you haven't
already
done your scan, right?
Mm-hmm. And somebody's already told you that's a suspicious lump you got there.
Correct. And then the radiologist may take days to get to it and give you the final report.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting there because I got in okay. It was just, you know, but this is the VA. And, but I've never had, you know, I've never had any tissue looked at before.
So can you imagine the level of anxiety that you're going through waiting for those results? So being able to get in right away and get your result within 72 hours, it really helps speed up your
care. Of course. And within 72, sometimes it's within 24.
Yeah, usually, typically it's quicker than that.
Yeah. So, but still.
That's on the outside.
One, you can get in. Two, that it, you know, that it, they do the x-rays or MRIs or CAT scans or whatever and then get the results back in a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge. Or 2 days, 3 days at the latest.
Right.
So.
Right.
I mean, that's a challenge in rural areas, access to care, right? And this is one of the services that sometimes get delayed. And we are proud to say that we do have capacity and, we are really looking forward to serving our communities.
How long has Shasta Regional been here? I don't know if I remember.
Big question, Carl. That's
it's 1965.
65.
Is Red Med. Ready Med, a little hospital on the corner of East Street. Yeah.
So how far back the history of this hospital building. Go? 1965.
Yeah. When you're recruiting.
But the building has been there that long.
When you're recruiting people here, what is, you know, because a lot of times they say it's not the doctors, it's the wives. What are, you know, are there ways that we can help Shasta Regional? You know, when you've got people coming and looking, I mean, is it something like, well, have your wife meet some of these ladies in town here or something like that, or showing that there are things to do. We have great schools here, you know, and there's so many things to do, and there's actually cultural things that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping's not great, but then Sacramento's only an hour and a half down the road.
What car do you drive?
What car do I drive?
To get there, an hour and a half.
I have a Dodge diesel truck that I have to put an alarm on because when I hit 80, it goes ding, 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 because it goes fast. But it's just like an hour. Okay, maybe it's 150 miles. You're right, 3 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great question, Carl. I mean, this is, I mean, even though I'm new in the community, I met a lot of people, and everybody is asking the same question, right?
Because what can we do?
What can be done to improve recruitment, not only physicians, but any specialty to come to town?
Sure.
Because Reading has a lot to offer. I mean, I'm new to the area, and I'm telling you, I'm loving it. I mean, just going down, walking by the river walk here, it's just amazing. It's the get the chance to kind of decompress and to catch up with your thoughts. I mean, I walk down there and I sit on a bench and just watch those ducks, you know, going at it, you know. So it just makes you relax, you know.
I'm not sure I should even ask about that. But no, you're right. Or the geese floating in the river there. You walk down, you go out to the end of Bocelli where people have their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can walk along the river all along there. It's quiet. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So, again, it's a great town, a great area. Again, as I told you, I came from Bakersfield, had a bad reputation just, you know, to Bakersfield, right? But when you live in it, you see all the values that it has to offer. And the same thing with Reading, and the nature is amazing. The people, I mean, to me, I can't say enough about the people.
That's what kept us here.
Yeah.
I mean, 17 years now.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it that we've been here that long.
Yeah.
In fact, it's kind of scary. I've never stayed anywhere in my life longer than three. So it is. But sometimes it's hard to show people that are just coming in to look and they're going, well, you know, you never bring them in August, probably, maybe October. But just to see, you know, the mountains, the lakes, the rivers, the people, mm-hmm. how do you have, you know, I guess you could have like a party or something like that or something, some kind of get together that where they meet people and they talk about, well, why do you like Reading?
I mean, it's one thing we do when we have bring somebody over. We don't just have like a your standard typical interview where we sit down, ask you a question, and let you go. Typically, we create a whole program for them, right?
Okay.
Introduce them to community people, other physicians or other specialists that they are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if they have their spouses with them, we try to team up with other spouses.
Sure.
So they can exchange information. So we do all of that. I mean, standard. But you're right. Sometimes the spouses have their own career. So,
you know,
and they need to know, okay, so what do I do,
career-wise,
right?
So there's probably should be like a division for, like they have in the military, for what, spouses' jobs, where they can help them find things.
Oh, yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's because, you know, spouses, are, you know, they're college graduates too, and they're going in, and they've got a career. And so,
maybe we should ask Linda to do that. She'll be great at it. She's not here today, so I can assign whatever.
You know,
right?
What?
She's not here to defend herself.
I've always found that if you're not there for for the meeting at the Rig and Rodeo Association, you get signed up for things.
There you go. I think Linda's got a lot on her plate right now, and we're just gonna know.
Yeah, just let Linda.
Just kidding, Linda.
Yeah, she's going. Hey, thank you so much for being with us today, Sam.
Absolutely,
love having you here.
Pleasure.
Okay, now we're gonna have to set up that time for the Griffburger. I'll get him fired up, too.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
Yeah. Everybody needs a Griffburger once. And, And if you like hamburger, you're going to like Griffburger. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And it's National Hospital Week. And walk-in Wednesday, which starts May 21st, if you're looking for a job in the medical field or anything that might have to do with working at Shasta Regional. You just walk in at 8 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
8 or 10 o'clock.
10 to 2.
10 to 2. You walk in.
Walk-in Wednesday, May 21st.
Yeah, May 21st, but this is going to be a regular thing after that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, tomorrow, rodeo. We're going to be doing rodeo and a few other things because tomorrow night, rodeo starts. Tonight, the Hall of Fame dinner, where we induct 5 people into the Reading Rodeo Hall of Fame. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.